Moon Astrology Weekly Summary, 29th of April to the 6th of May. Moon in Capricorn. Some people won't like it. It's a moon in Capricorn. There were no planets in Capricorn. You thought you got away with the no Capricorn energies, no planets in Capricorn. But we got a couple of days of moon in Capricorn to remind you of something that's important to you. Whether it's good or bad, it just reminds you. It reminds you of the past. It's an irritating energy, I admit. So some people will feel it. Oh, I don't like this. And then we go into moon in Aquarius. Moon in Aquarius. Aquarius makes its conjunction to Pluto and Aquarius. Once a month we get this conjunction. It's a reminder of snap out of it. Get away from the past. Get away from anything toxic. Just leave it behind you. Just leave it. It's garbage. It's trash. When you move home, you don't take your trash with you. When you go on an aeroplane, you don't take your trash with you. When you're traveling anywhere, some people's automobile, you look inside, it's spotless. It's clean. Why? Because they don't leave the trash, the McDonald's or the Kentucky Fried Chicken. They don't leave the paper cups around. They clean it out. They take the trash out. They don't leave it overnight. You take the trash out. Pluto in Aquarius, moon in Aquarius this week is life is telling all of us, take the trash out. Get rid of it. Get rid of it once and for all. And how do you know it's trash? Because it smells. It's disgusting. It annoys you. It gives you a bad mood. And then we have Moon in Pisces. Moon in Pisces with a conjunction to Saturn and Neptune in Pisces is again that psychic energy. But Moon in Pisces, with respect to the Sun in Taurus, is real life changes. Real life dates with destiny. You know, one of the things about astrologers, and that is when we predict things and then nothing happens, you're thinking, oh, I got it wrong. The astrologer got it wrong, or you haven't been delivered. The package hasn't been delivered to you. Well, Moon in Pisces will deliver it. Even those people who were supposed to have got something last week, well, the full moon, this moon, that moon, this moon, supposed to have received something, then they get delivered. Whether they like it or not, they're going to get delivered with the Moon in Pisces. Then we have Moon in Aries with its conjunction to the Mercury in Aries. Moon in Aries just before the new moon in Taurus, in the sense of also, I want a brighter future. Life wants you to want a brighter future, and anything that is trash and garbage has got to go. On the weekly summary, I define that we are all, me included, we're all going to die one day, right? And the sense of a lunar cycle, coming to the end of a lunar cycle, means the end of bad energies, the end of one cycle, the end. It's about the ending, 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 ending. And if you're still holding on to trash, it's got to go. It's got to go. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it before we have the four planet conjunction of new moon in Taurus on the 8th of May. Four planets in Taurus, that is the Sun in Taurus. We'll have the moon, new moon in Taurus. We have Venus, natural home star sign in Taurus. We have Jupiter in Taurus. We have Uranus in Taurus. That's five planets. Five planets with the new moon in Taurus is a great date with destiny. But before then, all the garbage, all the trash has to be cleaned out.